Well, Action SA has filed an urgent electoral court application for the review of an electoral commission decision to exclude its name from the ballot paper for the upcoming local government elections. The IEC stated on Monday that the absence of Action SA's abbreviated name on ward ballots is due to the fact that the party did not elect to register an abbreviated name or acronym when registering as a party. We speak now with Action SA's Lerato Ngobeni. Lerato, good afternoon. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Thank you very much for listening to you and your listeners, and thank you for having us.
That's a pleasure to have you. And let's start by finding out, how much of a surprise was it when you realized that Action SA's name would not feature on the ballot papers? And could you maybe also tell us quickly what the Electoral Act states with regards to registering an abbreviated name?
So can I just ask you to repeat the first part of your question, because okay. There was something broke, yeah?
No problem. Were you surprised when you realized that Action SA's name would not feature on ballot papers?
Oh, definitely. We were hugely surprised. And you asked about what the Electoral Act says. We released a statement today after our press conference to explain the fact that there is no fact in law or regulation of any kind that states that your omission or not, when you choose to not have an abbreviation, that would mean that you would forego your representation, a third element of your representation on the ballot. And this is why we're taking the IEC to court. So, the IEC hampers on the fact that in our registration documents, even with the IEC, in fact, yes, I think it's Annexure 1 of the document, that we stated that an abbreviation was not applicable. We simply responded to what we were being asked on that document. Not applicable meant that we do not, our organization should never ever be abbreviated. And that's what we were electing. That's point number one. Point number two, on the same document, it states that, you fill in your abbreviation, if any, if you do have an abbreviation. And the important point to make about that is that something that is optional should not be made mandatory at this juncture, right? There is nothing that explains it from the IEC's interactions, communication, or anything that says, should you elect not to have an abbreviation, please note that you risk, proper representation on a ballot. There is nothing in law or legislation that mandates the IEC to create a ballot of a specific kind. The IEC uses, the only power they have is for them to design a ballot. And so for them to elect to use something that is optional and make it mandatory when we're supposed to go to the polls, we think it's hugely unfortunate. And also given that there are 14 other parties that are in the same predicament, it's quite shameful.
Mm-hmm. And did they not give you any, a heads up with regards to this or anything like that before this went forward?
Well, I think that would have been the honorable and the ethical thing to do. No, they did not do that. And now they are slapping us with the idea that we would have to re-register our organization. That would mean that we are changing our name. In fact, they are misleading South Africans to state something like we're changing our identity. We're not changing our identity. We elected to have a name that is also within the eight
requirement.
And so we chose a name that is within that so that we do not have to have an abbreviation. Now, our supporters only know us as Action SA. They don't know us as ACSA, AASA, whatever abbreviation that there could be. We did that deliberately, knowing that you can't exceed these eight characters for representation on any given ballot.
So what is the implications for the party now should your name not appear on that ballot paper, especially seeing as you are a political party? And what can you, going forward, what's going to happen? Because you say there are other parties as well. Have they been, made aware of this, or is it just Action SA? Because if they haven't told the other parties, it's really unfair to the 15 parties that have been left out.
Look, Action SA is quite clear on our way forward. Firstly, we've already lodged our papers, urgent application through the Electoral Court. The IEC, I believe, is given until tomorrow by noon to file their responding affidavit, responding papers, whether or not it's going to be a concession or that they are going to proceed in opposition of this. We are waiting for that, to hear about that tomorrow, and we'll proceed. Whatever the case may be on their side, we are proceeding and we're hoping that we will be able to go to court by Friday, given that this is very time-bound. And so in terms of other political parties, whether they have been informed, I sincerely cannot tell you. We are responding because we feel, you know, aggrieved by this. And so if, in fact, what we are doing is going to benefit other parties, then all the better for South Africa's democratic project. Mm-hmm. So we do not believe that, you know, they've given substantial reasoning or logical reasoning why they have chosen to do so. The other question that you asked, just lastly, is how adversely this affects us as a political party.
Yes.
You know that there are elements, you know, three different elements. In fact, the IEC itself looks to the study by the HSRC that states that you three most powerful identifiers on any ballot for any average voter like you and I are the names of the party. In other instances, you have the face of the leader, you have the name of the organization and the logo of the organization. In this case, you have the ward councillor candidate. So somebody will be looking at their ward to say, you know, who do I vote for in my ward? The next marker will be your logo. The other marker, which is the most important, is the name of the organization. If any one of those three elements are missing, it disadvantages certain literacy, people at a certain literacy levels. You know, we've got different literacy levels in our country. And so not to have our name, we're not a logo at the end of the day. We're not registered as a logo. A logo is an identifier of ours. Our name is Action SA. And to not have that on the ballot, or anyone else for that matter, would mean that this election would not be free and fair.
Absolutely. So the IEC has already started printing ballot papers. Is it not too late to take the matter to the electoral court, even on an urgent basis?
The most important thing that is that we don't have any evidence that they've actually started doing that. They would have to demonstrate that through to us. You know, the same question could be asked by to themselves, actually, to say, you know, if the court says, please put Action SA's name on the ballot and you've already gone to print, what is that going to mean? They're going to have to make a change. They're going to have to do what is necessary. And so what we are fighting for is to be able to be given a fair chance where a new political party just over a year old, you know, we're competing with political parties that have been on the ballot since time immemorial. And it's hugely unfair on our supporters who are believing our message, are trusting what we're saying, want to give us a chance, and then you want to disadvantage them in this way. I just, you know, I wish the IEC could just state to South Africans, what is it that they have to lose, really, to put our name on there? I mean, EcoForum, for example, has got 8 letters in their abbreviation, and they're on the ballot. You know, why would you just disadvantage voters who must be able to identify their parties of choice, and you leave a space blank? Here's the last thing I want to say on this matter, is that we leave too much of a high chance of spoiled ballots. How are we going to know when the space is blank and a person puts their X in the blank space? You know, that's going to be deemed a spoiled vote, for example. And so, you know, you're going to have, we already have a very few people who are trying to go to the polls in South Africa, given that people are so apathetic and so angry with the current state of affairs in our country. And so a lot of people are staying away from voting. And now you want to have the case of, you know, multitudes of spoiled ballots because you've got 15 parties. I mean, the IEC should be ashamed and really disgraced by the fact that there are 14 political parties in the predicament that we are in. And for them to say that, you know, this is not an Action SA problem, well, you know, if somebody gets robbed or murdered or whatever, you know, is it something to say, no, but it's only one, or but there's other 14, does it make it right? You know, we find that we are going to fight for that. And if the outcome of what we are doing benefits the other parties, then all the better for South Africa's democracy.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for your time. We do appreciate it. And we hope to hear soon. I'm sure by Friday we should have a response from the court as well. And then we can maybe have a chat with you to find out exactly what's been happening and the outcome of all of this.
Thank you very much for your time. We really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure, Lerato. Thank you as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.